You'll hear five different people talking about exercise. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to F which statement applies to each person. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
Although at my age, some people might expect me to be sitting in a comfortable chair knitting socks, I like more than anything to get out and train. I'm in the middle of quite a vigorous training schedule, and I would love to compete for Britain, maybe in the triathlon or something with a bit of variety. Seems a bit crazy having all these ambitions at 70, but I've never really been your typical stay-at-home grandmother. I'd rather go for a jog round the village than stay in the kitchen baking cakes. Maybe I'm mad. What I'd love to do is get a group of all us old-age pensioners together and start training them, a sort of keep fit for the aged.
Speaker 2.
I firmly believe that the body is a temple, so I actually regulate very carefully what goes into mine and what I do with it. Well, I swim 2 miles a day before work, and after I get home from the office, I work out in the gym for about 2 or 3 hours. At weekends, when I have more time, I like nothing more than to go for a long run. It really helps me to think and get all the week's events and problems into perspective. I guess exercise can be a bit like a drug. It does give me a high. My friends sometimes complain that I don't have enough time for them because I'd rather be down at the gym. But if I want to stay looking this good, I think it's a small price to pay.
Speaker 3.
I'm out every weekend with the boys. We kick a ball around and we also organise games with some of the other local clubs. I suppose we've got a mini league going, really. It's fun, because we're all mates. We've known each other for years, and so it means we get to see each other regularly. If we're playing a match, then all the wives and kids come along and cheer us on. None of us are really fit. I mean, look at me. I'm hardly what you call in great shape. We just do it for a bit of a laugh. I don't think we'd enjoy it so much if we got serious and competitive. It's just fun getting out and running around a pitch. Keeps us feeling young, I suppose.
Speaker 4.
Every day we're sent outside, even when it's freezing cold, to play hockey or football or whatever. For 2 hours we're made to stand there in our shorts or run up and down. I hate it. I've tried getting doctor's notes to say I can't play, but it makes no difference. The teachers say that doing sport is character building, but I say it's character destroying. I'd so much rather be sitting somewhere warm, reading or watching TV or, you know, exercising the mind. When I get into the sixth form, sports won't be compulsory anymore, and on that day I'm going to celebrate. Yeah, okay, so some people actually enjoy sport, but surely if you don't like it, you shouldn't have to do it.
Speaker 5.
The doctor says I should try to get regular exercise, you know, a bit every day. That's why I got the dog, so I could take it for long walks. It gets me out of the house, really. My condition's not serious. The specialists say I could live for another 50 years. I didn't really have an active life before the attack, but it really scared me, and now I'm out and about walking. And sometimes I even do a bit of swimming. I don't watch TV so much anymore. I suppose I'm worried I'll slip back into bad habits.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
Although at my age, some people might expect me to be sitting in a comfortable chair knitting socks. I like more than anything to get out and train. I'm in the middle of quite a vigorous training schedule, and I would love to compete for Britain. Maybe in the triathlon or something with a bit of variety. Seems a bit crazy having all these ambitions at 70, but I've never really been your typical stay-at-home grandmother. I'd rather go for a jog round the village than stay in the kitchen baking cakes. Maybe I'm mad. What I'd love to do is get a group of all us old-age pensioners together and start training them, a sort of keep fit for the aged.
Speaker 2.
I firmly believe that the body is a temple, so I actually regulate very carefully what goes into mine and what I do with it. Well, I swim 2 miles a day before work, and after I get home from the office, I work out in the gym for about 2 or 3 hours. At weekends, when I have more time, I like nothing more than to go for a long run. It really helps me to think and get all the week's events and problems into perspective. I guess exercise can be a bit like a drug. It does give me a high. My friends sometimes complain that I don't have enough time for them because I'd rather be down at the gym. But if I want to stay looking this good, I think it's a small price to pay.
Speaker 3.
I'm out every weekend with the boys. We kick a ball around and we also organise games with some of the other local clubs. I suppose we've got a mini league going, really. It's fun, because we're all mates. We've known each other for years, and so it means we get to see each other regularly. If we're playing a match, then all the wives and kids come along and cheer us on. None of us are really fit. I mean, look at me. I'm hardly what you call in great shape. We just do it for a bit of a laugh. I don't think we'd enjoy it so much if we got serious and competitive. It's just fun getting out and running around a pitch. Keeps us feeling young, I suppose.
Speaker 4.
Every day we're sent outside, even when it's freezing cold, to play hockey or football or whatever. For 2 hours we're made to stand there in our shorts or run up and down. I hate it. I've tried getting doctor's notes to say I can't play, but it makes no difference. The teachers say that doing sport is character building, but I say it's character destroying. I'd so much rather be sitting somewhere warm, reading or watching TV or, you know, exercising the mind. When I get into the sixth form, sports won't be compulsory anymore, and on that day I'm going to celebrate. Yeah, okay, so some people actually enjoy sport, but surely if you don't like it, you shouldn't have to do it.
Speaker 5.
The doctor says I should try to get regular exercise, you know, a bit every day. That's why I got the dog, so I could take it for long walks. It gets me out of the house, really. My condition's not serious. The specialists say I could live for another 50 years. I didn't really have an active life before the attack, but it really scared me. And now I'm out and about walking, and sometimes I even do a bit of swimming. I don't watch TV so much anymore. I suppose I'm worried I'll slip back into bad habits.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.